This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is Rich Sheehan from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli and for Gwyneth Isaacs. And as most of you know, Gwyneth Isaacs had an accident with a horse while riding in Australia. And Gwyneth, we all wish you well. And for those of you who want to write a note to Gwyneth for well wishes, I suggest you send an email to Vincent at instructor at usaprepares.com. That's instructor at usaprepares.com. And I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I am going to just go off into tangents today. I'm going to talk some gardening. I'm going to talk some off-grid type living, things that you need, the materials, the tools, to give you a little homework before, so you know what to look for and what to read and research and investigate. I'm going to talk about up-to-date news. I'm sure I'm going to go off into tangents, and I never have enough time to say all the things I wanted to say, so I'm just going to start right now. You know, there's an article here. Let's just start with the news. Let's just do that. You know, there's apparently anti-Trump people on the Democrat side that says it's nearly impossible to deprogram millions of Trump supporters. And you know what? It's going to be hard not going off into tangents with comments when I hear this stuff. Because when I give comments, I got to tell you, I know there's a lot of disappointment with people who have been listening to some people on the alternative media who claim that they had predictions, they had crystal balls about the way things were going to happen. They speculate. They hedge their bets. They often guess, sometimes with the glass half full, with not enough facts to back it up. Now, there was plenty of facts regarding election fraud, but I personally like objective facts. I like practical experience. I don't like theory. I don't like subjective emotional opinion. I like connecting the dots with real facts, with a plan. And we often have people who take the ball, take the microphone, and they make predictions so when they're right, they can get a name for themselves. But we have to realize, people, there's a lot of people all over, not just the left media, that's obvious, but even some people, it could be like intelligence agencies people creating psyops. We've talked about the psyops and how they go after your ego many times. A lot of it's propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting. A lot of it is entrapment plans to catch patriots, to actually catch people that love and respect their country. And if you notice these things, you're called, guess what, a conspiracy theorist, or a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, in other words, anti-ismist phobe. So people, a lot of people, even in the mainstream media, especially big names, they're afraid to say a lot of truths because they care more about their jobs than they do about the American people. And again, they're afraid to be called controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, you know, the whole gambit. So what I try and do is not be politically correct. I try to give facts. Every fact that I give comes from published articles in the public domain. And that's where my comments come from as well. I do not use subjective emotional opinion. So that being said, you know, we're in a very, you know, speaking of election fraud, you know, it's the powers that be says there's no evidence. And what they're really saying, there's no transparency. I mean, we have given so much evidence. You know, the state voting stops dead in its tracks, and they're and what do they say? Oh, come on, man. Well, what's their other line of defense? Liar, liar, pants on fire. If that doesn't work, they go nanner, nanner, nanner. I mean, this is literally, we're back in first grade here. We've given so much evidence of Donald Trump totals decreasing and Biden's increasing. It's on video from television. We've given evidence how they've bypassed state legislatures and changed laws. That's illegal. There's no transparency for anything, folks. It's about censoring evidence, facts, anything you can think of. I mean, we have videos of mail-in ballots showing up in suitcases. We have evidence and videos of USB sticks going in and out of machines, connecting to the Internet. We have evidence of kicking GOP poll watchers out of the room and blockading the windows so you can't even visually see it, even from a distance. All this is illegal. We have thousands of witnesses and affidavits. But yet even our Supreme Court will not look at the evidence. So when we have evidence of dead people voting, same names voting, non-existent addresses, commercial, vacant addresses, every scenario you can think of, and every scenario was in favor of Joe Biden, so much evidence of foreign interference and anti-constitutional actions. It's not just about Donald Trump here. It's not deprogramming Trump people. It's calling people out who have paid for an agenda for personal gain and personal greed and addictions to power, money, and control. It's about a scripted plan that's unsustainable for America that makes America illegitimate. It's not a left-right paradigm. It's the institution of an authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist insurrection where 200 million people don't even have $1,000 for an emergency. It's about a lack of respect, confidence, and trust in the system. It's about opportunity and future prosperity. It's about seeing an obvious consolidation of power, money, and control to the very few people at the top. It's obvious that merit for advancement does not supersede what group you're in. It's obvious it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity. It's about divide and conquer strategies and redistributing wealth from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. It's obvious that they're rewarding tattletalers and snitches to sell out our fellow Americans. It's overwhelmingly obvious that we have so much election fraud, it's made America illegitimate. So that means we have no rule of law, we have no constitution. They want to take away free speech, they want to take away your right to protect yourself, and the only beneficiaries are going to be the few people at the top and foreign countries. So words like representation, freedom, liberty, justice, democracy, rule of law, protection, rights, restitution, cross them off your dictionary. In fact, they're probably going to make it illegal to say those words because dictator Biden, who isn't even a duly elected president, just say you can't say China virus. And that's one of the articles I have coming up. That's where we're heading. So when you have our DOJ, our FBI, our CIA being illegitimate, when work has been delegitimized, academia has been delegitimized, bankers, politicians, healthcare, everything's installed for the benefit of power, money, and control for the big guy and not the little guy. Lawyers, courts, judges, votes, elections, everything is in question. When you see our own military not using the word oath and duty and honor and code, when there's so much evidence of now that we're being run by foreign powers and all these anti-constitutional activities, what these people are doing is spitting on the graves of every combat soldier who gave their life for our country, over a million of them. Our military was supposed to be our last line of defense. It doesn't look like it is anymore because the word investigation, the word evidence, the word fact, nothing means anything anymore. Speaking of the FBI, some new information that's come out, and I'm going to paraphrase. Again, this is all published articles in the public domain. Basically, they've disregarded evidence regarding Carter Page. He was not a traitor. They just did all this to spy on him and spy on the Trump campaign. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation has marshaled hundreds of agents from specialized squads and field offices across the country as its probe of the Capitol riot to move to a new phase attempting to build conspiracy charges against expanding number of suspects. Remember Lavoie Finnegan? This is what they're doing, folks. There's no rule of law. There's no representation. They're literally trying to entrap the American people, building conspiracy charge claims. Remember when the FBI claimed jurisdiction over the Georgia ballots and took control of shredded ballots being analyzed in Georgia? And then what did they do? They sent it back to the shredder. Why is that? Is it because Georgia had a 93.67% vote adjudication, which is a 780% increase from 2016 and 446% increase from 2018? Or was it because it was different ballots as per Jovan Pulitzer, one's for Republican, one for Democrat, where the Republican ballots were proven to be misaligned on the bullseye for proper allocation of votes? Come on, man. Oh, Rich, liar, liar, pants on fire. This is what America is now. In fact, we might as well stop using the term, the name America, because it's what we are right now is too degrading and disrespectful to use the term America, because the people at the top levels who's supposed to have our back are all bought and paid for or blackmailed. We appreciate you being here, folks. I'm going to go to more news, finish that up, and go into gardening and off-grid tools that you'll need. Be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Gwyneth and Vincent today. And I think Vincent wants Gwyneth to relax, heal up, because when she calls in live from Australia, she's talking like at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, Gwyneth, if you're listening, we appreciate everything you do. We appreciate your patriotism, your willingness to be free, and your guts to say the truth. Okay, so I'm going to go back to more news, and I'm going to try really hard to minimize my comments because some of this stuff is so surreal, so fake, so much propaganda, so ridiculous. You couldn't make this up if it was a comedy show / Twilight Zone episode. Okay, next. Joe Biden, America is a nation. He's saying this, Biden. America's a nation of morally deprived people who are less processed due to systemic racism. You can't even make up this crap. This is why he's a puppet, folks. His son was caught in his own PC doing underage girls. Biden and his family, how many articles are out there about Chinese money, Ukraine money, collusion? All these things that they said Trump did, the Bidens did. You can't even make this up. And he's calling you, the deplorables, a nation of morally deprived people. This is a joke. Next. Labor unions that endorsed Biden in the past are now lashing out on him. Well, what do you expect, labor unions? He's a puppet. He's not for the people. He's for lack of prosperity, lack of freedom. He's to tear down America for a new world government. Next, Washington Post fact checker admits, and the word fact checker should always be in quotes, folks, admits they won't count Biden's false claims. Well, imagine my shock. Next, Biden transgender policy orders are forcing female troops to shower with biological men. We're going to have a new meeting and a new invention, and soap on a rope is going to come back. And who knows, you might be able to get it on Amazon. Next, more than half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake. Were just created in January. Fake. Another word for that is phony. Another word for that is propaganda. Another word for that is hoaxes. Another word for that is lying. Next. I'm doing pretty good here. I can go into so many tangents, and I'm holding back, folks. I'm holding back. Texas sues Biden administration for opening up southern border as he sells out to China. Well, we all knew that was coming because we've given thousands of pieces of evidence prior to this article regarding his collusion and racketeering with China. Well, it's not going to be just Texas. Texas is toast. New Mexico's toast. Arizona's toast. California's toast. Well, California's already toast. But all those southern states are going to be toast. Next, YouTube demonetizes the Epoch Times. Well, speaking for alternative media, we've all been demonetized for years, especially since being a supporter of Donald Trump. And when we're supporting Donald Trump, we're supporting the rule of law, the Constitution, freedom, liberty, justice. That's what we support, because that's what he was trying to represent. But now you're going to get robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and lack of prosperity shoved down your throat. Congratulations, America. Next, Tucker Carlson says Democrats are preparing to enshrine fraud into the law so they say keep power forever. Look at H.R. 1. Look at all these bills. Look at all these executive orders that Biden's signing. A record by far. We've heard him on a hot mic saying, while he's signing an executive order, I don't know what I'm signing. He said, I don't know what I'm saying. That's called a puppet, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A plainclothes NYPD cop investigating a previous shooting was shot while chasing a man in the Bronx on Tuesday night. The 31-year-old male officer with the department's gun violence suppression unit was struck in the back below his vest and is in stable condition. A suspect was taken into custody. The United States will accelerate the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines across the country. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday his administration plans to buy 200 million more doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Biden said the pandemic will continue to worsen before it gets better. It's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. End quote. The Senate on Tuesday confirmed Antony J. Blinken, a nation's 71st Secretary of State. Blinken is President Biden's longtime advisor and was voted in by a score of 78 to 22. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is it time to send the kids back to in-person school learning? USA Radio News Dan Naraki takes a look at the issue.
A new study from the Centers of Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures, like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to 2017 census data, the number of students nationwide enrolled in school was 76.4 million. A motorist repeatedly drove into people along streets and sidewalks in Portland, Oregon on Monday, killing an elderly woman who was dragged beneath the wheels. The man then tried to flee on foot, but neighbors surrounded him until police arrived and took him into custody. Portland Police Bureau spokesman Derek Carman says police received a call shortly after 1 p.m. that a driver had hit a pedestrian. Additional calls came from people saying a person driving the same suspect vehicle, a Honda Element, was striking other people. The crime scene spans at least 15 city blocks. For the first time since 1960, the National Baseball Hall of Fame will not have a new group of electees in 2021. Curt Schilling announced that he does not intend to have his name on the Baseball Writers Association of America ballot for 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince and Gwyneth today. And I'm going to go back to more news. Next article, Twitter refuses to take down child pornography because it doesn't violate policies, but they can censor anybody who speaks for the rule of law, for the Constitution, for objective facts. That includes even President Trump. Now, I try really hard to remember to say this disclaimer at least once per broadcast. I do not make up these articles. When I give bullet points, I read articles, and I'll mention bullet points. Sometimes I'll mention titles. Sometimes I'll mention certain communications. I'll verify that with an article. I'll try to verify the authenticity before I mention it. Could some of these be psyops from intelligence agencies? I'm sure there's been a couple out there. I'm sure there has been. But everything I mentioned to you is published data in the public domain, okay, from credible sources. Because sometimes I know people are probably listening to these articles, listening to some of the bullet points. Sometimes I'll watch a half an hour video and I'll glean just a few sentences that's relevant in the interview, and I'll mention it. And I think a lot of people think I'm making some of this stuff up. No, this is where America has fallen to. This is why America is now illegitimate. This is why we're no longer America. Next, Democrat Party of Oregon refuses to condemn Antifa terrorists, or Blantifa, after they destroyed the party's headquarters. But who are they blaming? They're blaming Republicans instead. Again, disclaimer. Next, journalists use First Amendment to censor the First Amendment. And when you really think about this, that's what they're doing. They're using free speech to say you can't have any more free speech. You can't make this stuff up. Next, living in a microwave, how dangerous it is to live near a cell site. We've talked about electromagnetic radiation in detail. I've asked Dr. Norm Shealy questions about this. All I can do is present you with facts and evidence, and you have to make up your own mind, people. Next, student suicides forced Las Vegas schools to open. We have talked about the agenda in detail, the lockdowns, the crashing of the economy, the elimination of free market, the elimination of getting rid of cash, the stopping patriotic peaceful assembly, making people submissive to break their will, hiding people in their basements, basically installing politicians, eliminating the legitimacy of voting, especially by mail, everything being rigged, eliminating the Constitution, starving out the people, depopulation, eliminating free speech. We've talked about all this stuff in detail, but there's no accountability from the powers that be who do this stuff. Next, speaking of accountability, Dr. Shealy would love this article. Some physicians refuse to promote healthy lifestyle changes in order to avoid stressing cancer survivors. So you won't tell information about masks, about vaccines, about new therapies, about lifestyle changes because you're afraid to stress out your patients. Think about this. You know, just like during the break, they talked about this vaccine. Well, let me switch gears and talk about that for a moment, okay? Next article. Long-term mask use breeds microbes that infiltrate the lungs and contribute to advanced stage lung cancer. We've talked about how masks create hypoxia. We've talked about the Denmark study on how masks don't make things more efficacious for the people and does not have anything to do with transmission. We've talked about all these different studies. We've talked about how dentists are coming forward and gum disease is up by 50% because of the mouth bacteria. And Dr. Shealy confirmed all this stuff. And mouth bacteria is the most dangerous virulent bacteria in the body, which is associated to heart disease. It sounds like we're seeing physician soft genocide programs going on. It's kind of like an alibi, a plausible deniability. So you won't, now physicians can refuse to promote healthy lifestyle changes or other therapeutics because they don't want to stress out their patients. Think about that, people. Think about that. Next article, Steve Hilton report. Dr. Anthony Fauci is directly responsible for funding the gain-of-function studies that resulted in coronavirus pandemic. Steve Hilton drops bombshell. Dr. Fauci's Institute commissioned research that produced the COVID-19 virus after Obama decommissioned the research. Next, 33 elderly people dead after first dose of coronavirus vaccine. Next, Florida man develops and dies from rare autoimmune disease disorder after receiving the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Next, Chinese doctor from Sinopharm coronavirus jab, most unsafe in the world, unquote, with 73 side effects. This doctor rescinded that because he got intimidated by the CCP. But this article came out before he rescinded what he said. Blackmail, threats, bribery. Everything's fake. Nothing's real. No consumer confidence. No trust. Next, Moderna and Pfizer's vaccines share a similar problem. They're unsafe for people with allergies. Well, our immune systems as Americans, as humans, have been degraded so much, especially Americans, because we went through the 80s and 90s going with a cold, a sniffle to the doctor, and we received, you know, a 10, 14-day course of antibiotics. So our normal flora in our body is compromised. So think about how many allergies we have. Think about that. Next, U.S. pharma giant Merck. I used to work for Merck. Merck hired me as the first male job share. Okay? U.S. pharma giant Merck says COVID vaccines don't work. Let me repeat that, please. I'm not being condescending. Maybe a little satirical. U.S. pharma giant Merck says COVID vaccines don't work. So can you imagine the people at Merck who came up with this study and this report? They're probably being threatened. They're probably being blackmailed. They're probably being bribed to rescind the article. Let's see what happens. But Merck just went up a notch in my book. Next. Oh, well, looky here. Merck's Gardasil vaccine crippled a young man, an ongoing medical tragedy that must be stopped. And I read the article. Lots of people are having neurological problems with vaccines, not just Merck's Gardasil. So these Gardasil has been out for many, many years. So think about how many people, if people are getting crippled later years after the vaccine, what's going to happen with this COVID vaccine? I just want you to think about that. Now, did Merck come out with the with that study saying that COVID vaccines don't work as a benevolent gesture? Or are they trying to cover their tracks with some good cop, bad cop, because all this Gardasil vaccine is coming out with crippling people? I can't answer that. But nothing would surprise me these days. Next, tax filings reveal that Biden's cancer charity spent millions on salaries and zero on research, defrauding the public. That's basically what Big Pharma does in a way, folks. They put a lot more money into PR and ads than they do into R&D, research and development. You got to remember the powers that be are ignoring the Geneva Convention, ignoring the Nuremberg Code, ignoring doctors who were giving this, ignoring the Hippocratic Oath. Now, a vaccine means specifically prepared to give an antigen to a person to provide immunity. This mRNA vaccine, so they call it vaccines, put it in quotes to people, is not what the true vaccine means. And I read this, because when you fast track it, it gives them more liability immunity. It enables them. It protects them more because they can come out with less human studies and they can say, well, this is more in vitro proven than in vivo, which means more test tube than in real life. So what they're doing is they're setting themselves up for liability immunity. And Big Pharma, next article, is liable for vaccine deaths. I think, who's that lawyer? Bob, I can't remember his name. But I'll be honest with you, we've talked about this in great detail. when you enable companies, when you demand no protection rights or restitution of the rule of law for people who have been targeted, you create no checks to runaway power. We've talked about this. And it enables and protects these corrupt companies and industries and gives them more liability immunity. So you're destroying capitalism and forcing fraud, illegitimacy, and fascism while creating more wealth and equality. And when you get rid of the rule of law, you exchange them with precedents. So what we've done is we've given free lunch to big corporations, especially big pharma, and they have all the wealth redistribution going to them, all the tax loopholes going to them, special asset ownership privileges going to them, while they give us back divide and conquer strategies. So what we've done is we've allowed our people in power to sell certain privileges to the highest bidder, which takes away our freedoms, liberty, health, and ability to be happy. So we're allowing ourselves to poison us against ourselves while the powers that be are using biology, chemicals, technology, and psychology and destroying the American dream. Okay, next article. Germany prepares for electricity rationing to stabilize green power grid. Next article, Biden allows Chinese company to meddle with the U.S. power grid. People, if you can't connect the dots to see what's coming, then you're dead. You're brain dead. You're intellectually lazy. And I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm just being factual here. The powers that be, a few people, have sold out America to the highest bidder. And that includes foreign domination of other countries like China. I'll be right back after the break, folks.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban. Hey, before I go into gardening and off-grid living and things like that, I want to just put an exclamation point. And I was going to go into more detail on this particular study and report by a Dr. Vollmer, who's a naturopathic medicine out of Canada, out of Toronto. And she basically found that COVID-19 test does not actually test for COVID-19. That's right. So she found that the PCR test, I'm going to just mention a couple highlights. I was going to go into more detail. I don't have time. And she talks about the PCR testing protocol developed by the World Health Organization to detect COVID-19 actually tests for chromosome 8, which is present in all humans. So she basically says we are the virus. And I'm just going to go through. She talks about what a scam it is, false positive tests. She talks about variances. She talks about DNA and the primer and all this stuff. I just don't have the time to go through that. But I'm mentioning this so you can look up this article and read that she says this is all a scam. In other words, you've been played. You've been conned. Okay? He talks about how the cycles and the variances can be changed and to make anybody be positive or anybody be negative depending on how they turn it up. And so basically all these amplifications need to be looked at, and that's what she did. And the test protocol, a primer is amplified, is set arbitrarily. Am I clear? And can be set arbitrarily. I hope I'm clear, depending on the needs of the state. So she basically says this is organized crime. And by the way, China is now pushing anal swabs for COVID testing. I did not say that for effect. I did not say that to wake you up. This article is coming out on this now. So now you have to ask yourself, where do you want to put your diaper? On your face or on your butt? Seriously, this is where we are. You guys need to read this article. I don't have time to go through it in more detail. I was going to, but I'm just not going to have time. So let me talk about the importance of gardening, folks. As I mentioned yesterday very briefly, I call it a recreational necessity. I talk about the importance of getting heirloom, open pollinated seeds versus these hybrid sterile type seeds. Now, there's a lot more of the hybrid sterile type seeds out there because they're all manufactured by the Monsantos of the world because they don't want self-sufficiency. They don't want you to have nutrition. They want you to go to the grocery store so they can spray their chemicals like chlorpromazine on potatoes so it slows budding shoots and rot so it stays on the shelf longer. They want their food radiated. A lot of these federal laws protect these farmers because now today's farmers are big corporations. There's hardly any mom and pops left. So the process is designed to destroy nutrition and vitamins. You can go to the grocery store and you can get Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria. You can go to restaurants, get the same thing, which causes sickness and health. Never mind GMO foods. We've talked about GMO many times. And I've read many, many articles where GMO foods cause cancer, organ failure, and changes your DNA. What else changes your DNA? Some of these new vaccines? 5G? Can't you see that your immune system is being attacked from every angle, folks? So the powers that be create a system of food production that eliminates all accountability. Just like this one article that I mentioned where physicians are designed to literally not promote healthy lifestyle changes because now they're saying it stresses you out. Same thing with HIPAA regulations. HIPAA is designed to protect the establishment. Less talk about it, less accountability about it. That's how that works. So you got to think about growing your own food. You got to think about being self-sufficient. You got to think about organic wide row raised bed gardening at least 8 inches above the ground. You got to think about making your own compost, aka soil. Like I have goats, I have chickens, and I use all that straw saturated in their poop. I put it in a compost pile. I throw eggshells in there, tomato, carrot tops, you name it. Anything that's organic goes in my compost pile. And then I harvest it in the fall, put it in my garden. The winter cools it down, and I got new soil. So I'm a big proponent of raised beds because raised beds will warm the temperature of the soil sooner in the spring, and it keeps the soil warmer into the fall. So for generation, root growth, it makes it more productive. And when I put my compost in there, or whatever fertilizer that's organic I use, it doesn't leach out all over the whole ground. It stays in the raised beds. So I don't have to use as much nutrients or vitamins, and it takes less moisture when I water the garden versus having a regular garden plot, if that makes any sense. I'll be right back. We'll talk more in detail about gardening when I get back, folks. We appreciate you being here, and we'll see you after the top of the hour break.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.